opportunity on defensive end tonight for you all to defend against the team, high pick and roll, but also shooting really well from three.
Yeah, I would call it a unique challenge. I guess to that extent, it's not just, you know, pick and roll with Giannis is a different animal because of his ability to roll. And when I say pick and roll with Giannis, it also is him handling the ball and whether the, you know, setting with the small. And anytime you have a five in space, it pulls you, spreads the floor and creates more room. So we've got to execute different situations and different guys are going to be involved and various coverages that, again, you have to recognize those and execute.
Hey, Coach, winners of eight straight now, and what has stood out to you the most during this stretch?
What stands out the most to me right now is that we play Milwaukee this afternoon. And it's been good to win, but the minute that you start counting wins, there's a tendency to be congratulatory. And when you fall into that, not only does it make it harder to maintain, you know, the level you've been on, but it pretty much precludes you from trying to continue to get better. So the way that, you know, I think that we've tried to handle this is every game can present, whether it's Giannis, you know, what we saw against Brooklyn, their activity, you know, their perimeter defense, their ability to, you know, get in the lane, that helps us get better. We've got to guard the ball. The team that switched 1 through 5 off the ball, you know, that's a situation that you don't see as much of. We'll see that against Houston. So I think every one of these games, we need to see as an opportunity to get better. And whether you win or lose, and it's human nature, it's harder to do that when you win. So we've got to continue to keep our focus.
When you talk about this team and playing the right way, you get the stops, you're able to get transition, you break the paint, make the extra pass. When shots don't go, you have multiple series where shots don't go, what's the message to your team where you stay focused on those other things, understanding that eventually they will fall?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I would say playing our way as opposed to the right way. It's the right way for our team, but I think our guys understanding that there's a way for us to play based on you know, our roster and how guys complement one another, and that gets us to, you know, playing with the pass. And when, you know, passing is not kind of a frivolous, like, throw it around thing. When you move the defense, you have an opportunity to drive closeouts. And for us, you know, there's the ability to create advantages. That for us is not a strength, you know, across the board. Now, that doesn't mean we don't have players that can make plays, but we can create more advantages when we run and when we pass, and that allows us to break the paint. And then, by the same token, when you're in there, you know, it's something I've been really happy to see JJ finishing through contract and contact and getting to the foul line. But when we're attacking 7-footers at the rim, you know, that gets hard. So again, passing is important because we can pass the ball out. So when those things aren't, you know, when you're not having success, even if you're doing the things that you think you need to do from that standpoint, I think the tendency is to focus on that. And usually if you can continue to focus on the things you can control, maybe you're not breaking the paint, let's break the paint more, but ultimately defending. And then that's great. If you're missing, it's a great chance to offensive rebound. You know, so I think, you know, to not get distracted by not having kind of immediate success, and to stay committed to the things that you know over time, you know, bring that success.
With Jonathan out tonight and the injury listing change to injury management with the knee, is there anything coming out of the last game, or is that a more of a planned absence? Or
you know my response to that, right?
I had to try.
Yeah, no, I am. Which I understand and respect. There's been a few attempts to try on various topics in the last week. Anytime you know, you have a new player, you know, who's recovering, you know, return to play, there's always going to be, it's fluid, you know, there's going to be modifications based on where he is, but hopefully we'll have him back quick.
Hey, Quinn, I'm curious, like, Dyson, his three-pointer obviously has kind of gotten away from him this year, but I'm curious what your thoughts are on kind of the response he's made to that and the evolution he's had to make in his game this season to still be effective without the three.
Yeah, well, you know, some of the things we just talked about, right, getting in the paint, having your eyes out, you know, making plays for other people. I think the unique thing about that is not only is he doing that, one of the reasons he's been so efficient is because he's taking care of the ball. You know, he just doesn't make mistakes. And then you've also seen him, you know, around the rim, offensive rebound, you know, really big offensive rebounds. And then also, I think his finishing has been terrific. You know, whether it's his floater or he's stretching out. And the main thing, you know, that I've tried to emphasize with Dyson is regardless of whether the ball's going in, it's the spacing that becomes the most important thing. So if he doesn't take a shot, which we want him to keep taking them, you know, and he will, and it's a matter of time before that, I think he starts having more success with that. But you'll also see him, you know, with a quick dribble handoff or, you know, being able to drive a closeout or whatever the case may be. So I think he's finding other ways offensively to be really impactful. You know, and he does so much for our team on so many. We don't take the defense for granted, but that's clearly, you know, impactful. But I think also on the offensive end, you know, the last thing I would add is just his ability to push the ball and the pace.
So I think you sort of answered my next question. You still want to see him let it rip?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, particularly if they're threes, we got a chance to rebound. You know, so we'll continue to evolve as a team, and he's going to continue to evolve as a player. And you know, we want him to continue to space and shoot and play basketball. You know, I don't want him to overthink any of it, just to be instinctive.
So, Coach, over the course of this win streak, you guys have gotten off to some pretty hot starts, particularly at home. Can you point to one area where, you know, in the beginning of the season, they might have been a struggle there, but you've been doing well as the season has progressed?
Yeah, I think, you know, we didn't have a hot start last time we played these guys. You know, they had a really hot start. But I think the mentality, you know, I think it's still what you're asking me, and my response is equally applicable. There's points in the game where we've done a better job at stemming runs. So if we do go on a run early in the game, to be able to, you know, you're not always going to maintain a margin, because sometimes you get a big lead because you make a couple shots or they miss a couple shots. But our ability to kind of maintain our focus on the things that we need to do to get us a lead. Against Brooklyn, we have, you know, you sputter during certain times. And when it sputters, it's usually because we stop defending on the level we need to, and the ball stops moving, and we get stagnant. So our ability to recognize those things and address them, and the fact that, you know, we're having a good start, tells me that that's in the front of our mind when the game starts.
Quinn, I know for you guys, since the All-Star break, the offensive rebounding has ticked up quite a bit. As I understand it, it's a collective effort, the guys, you know, really trying to put that emphasis on it. What do you estimate is the difference between the pre-All-Star break? What has clicked that's kind of gotten these guys working toward that end more?
It's been a challenge and an emphasis on just another level. I think part of it for us is there's been so many adjustments to different lineups that when someone comes in, you know, different teams, you know, tactically do different things. So kind of training our entire team to do that and them understanding, you know, we don't have anyone that is, I don't know exactly where we would rank individually as far as, you know, elite offensive rebounders in the league, like a Durant or a Drummond or someone like that. So we have to do it collectively. And it's usually harder to get five guys to do something than it is one, especially with that one player, that's a strength. So I think that's the biggest thing for us is, you know, multiple crashers. You know, we've got to approach it like a shotgun. You know, everybody's got to go. And make it hard for them to get everybody off the glass. And that's something, just from a pure probability standpoint, that we talk about a lot. We're showing a lot of film. We're trying to, you know, hold guys, when I say hold them accountable, give them the information and for them to hold each other accountable. And I think the understanding of that also can create the buy-in. For us, understanding has been a process. When you have, you know, 20 different players that have played minutes for you during the course of the year, everybody's kind of got to learn that, you know, as we go along. And, you know, we've had some guys that the depth of understanding has created, I think, a consistency, and that's where that's come from. But it's that, and it's also, you know, aggressiveness. There's a number of things, and you have a chance. One of the things that I feel very strongly about is the NBA season is so long, and it's obvious for us as our personnel change with the roster over the course of the season that it begs for adjustments. And to try to emphasize the things that each group, different teams, different iterations of our team have different potential strengths and weaknesses that need to be addressed. And for our group, and this is probably true for the, not just this period, but it's getting guys to really understand it, is the possession game is really important. We need to get, you know, more possessions. And when we get more possessions, that correlates to, you know, pretty highly correlated to us being successful. So that means turning people over, more pressure, means crashing the glass, means taking care of the ball, and it means defensive rebound. So all those four things are going to generate possessions for us, and that's what we need to do.
Thanks, Coach.